what I find is the way a lot of these websites and all that are set up and the emails and all that, the problem with them is they could be made less ambiguous. And the communication on the steps involved in how to properly do something is lacking. That's the number one problem that I see in so many different things. Websites that have promo codes, well, the stuff is not structured to really help the buyer use the promo code 100% of the time. It's one of those deals like, okay, yeah, the occasional user that actually hunts and looks for and pays attention is the only one that gets to take advantage of certain things. But they don't just straight out give a clear path on how to use this stuff, how to take advantage of it. I don't know if that's on purpose or not. I wonder about that. I had to call my tax filing company today because for whatever reason I forgot how I had the method I had used to pay my taxes owed last year, and I forgot that I had done it through bank transfer, and this time I clicked on credit card, which is actually a bank card that acts like a credit card, but I couldn't remember how I did it from one year to the next. So I clicked on credit card this year. Well, then when I submitted my e-file, I'm thinking, well, it only charged me for my fee for my filing, but it didn't pop back up with me entering in my information to also for what I owed. You know, the thing is, if I was completely oblivious to that, I would actually be in trouble and not even realize it until later when they come after me. So I'm thinking, something's not right here. It already showed that it hit the bank for my filing fee for the outfit that I went through, but it didn't show that it hit me for what I owed. So I called them back and I says, hey, what's the deal here? Oh, yeah, you got to go to this. I says, yeah, I researched that, and your stuff normally is supposed to automatically direct me to that website, and it didn't. I says, fortunately, I pay attention to stuff like this, and I'm making sure that y'all, I didn't want to assume that y'all were just going to automatically go ahead and hit my card again. And they said, oh, yeah, you're right. And the website did not redirect properly. I had to manually go and set up the 1040 on a different website to make the tax liability payment. If I hadn't paid attention to that, I would have not made that payment and they would have come after me later. If it's this stuff like this happens,